300. Now, more and more as time goes by, our eyes are being drawn and our attention being focused on Sunday in Croke Park, where Kerry will take on Galway in the All-Ireland Football Final. It's a novel enough pairing, given it hadn't happened in 22 years when Kerry beat Galway after a replay. To get the word on how things are in Galway and what the thoughts are about what might happen, I've got the great Jim Carney with me on the line, former editor, former sports editor, well, of the Tuam Herald. Jim, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry. Nice to be with you again. And, Gerry, I may be an old man, but I know how modern stuff works. I've been listening to you since 9 o'clock this morning. I live now on my phone. I go to Kerry FM live anytime I feel like it, particularly when my great friend Ambrose O'Donovan is broadcasting as well with the matches, really. I had a wonderful night with Ambrose and Jimmy O'Brien's a few years ago there, but we had known each other before that, too. So I'm always delighted to make contact again with my spiritual retreat centre, which is officially known as County Kerry.
Go, Jim. Well, I've got a Kerry Galway question for you this morning. A listener gets in touch. The Kerry team of 1997 will be paraded for the All-Ireland final, Kerry versus Galway. Pat Laid was on that team that beat Mayo on that day. Did his father, Mick Laid, play for Galway?
He did. Palaid played really well. I felt sorry for all the Kerry footballers. I think that might have been the day Billy O'Shea got injured as well. But I felt sorry for, you know, 14 of the Kerry footballers there, because, you know, that is now known as the Maurice Fitzgerald final, and of course, rightly so, and all that and everything. But Palaid, in my memory, played particularly well in that final. He may well have been their second best forward, I'm not sure. I mean, it was a brilliant team as well, but, you know, it was the Maurice Fitzgerald final, and that's it. But Mick Laid was a student in UTG, and now known as NUIG, and yes, he played right full forward in the 1959 final against Kerry. It was a grim day for Galway, really, because we simply didn't perform at all in that final. Kerry won with almost contemptuous ease in a way, particularly in the second half. Now, we weren't let play that day. It was the day that Mick O'Connell was captain. He actually was carrying an injury into that match, and I think that's, you know, I think the famous story that Mick went home about the cup and all that, I think that's not true, because I think he did explain more than once that he had to get his boat back home. He was worried about injury and all that. But that was the day, Gerry, that, you know, older people in Kerry will remember well, and it's in the history books, that Sean Murphy, one of the greatest wing backs of all time, just played such an amazing game. You know, he was unbeatable, really. A very good friend of mine was marking him, Holly McDonough, who I spoke to only a few days ago. But he was unmarkable, to use a modern buzzword. He was unmarkable on the day. So yes, Mick Laid. It's a new story about him as well, Gerry, in that he played right full forward there, and he was seen in a tournament game here shortly before the final. He was picked on merit from that match, but in the game, he was a defender a lot of the times as well, but in that tournament game he had scored 3 goals and a point, you know. So there was a feeling here in Galway, we have a man who could score 3 goals, he gets in. But the Galway forwards, unfortunately, that day, you know, the game passed them all out, really, because Sean Murphy and all the good men around him were just too strong. It was a day, really, you know. But we've had good days. Kerry've had good days as well, and the rivalry goes back, you know, I mean, it goes back to around 1913 or so in championship football, and it's been a wonderful rivalry down through the years, Gerry. And looking forward to the game on Sunday, I think one thing, I don't want to go back to maybe some of the messing in the melee and all that in Croke Park, but I think next Sunday that there will be no dark arts employed. Kerry and Galway have always let each other play, and I think that maybe our Shane Walsh, particularly the different type of player to Damien Comer now. I know Damien is a powerful, strong man, and the more physical it is, really. And, you know, Damien is just a powerful bullet of a player, you know. Yeah. We don't worry about him and that, but Shane is a different type of player. He's a stylist, you know, he's a stylist. And I think players like David Clifford, Shawnee O'Shea, you know, these marvellous athletes, beautiful footballers, and Shane Walsh, and maybe Rob Finnerty of our team as well, I think they will enjoy the experience more next Sunday, because I think there will be no dark arts. And in the modern game, Gerry, I think that's vital, really.
Yeah. You know, that's the question. Like, two footballing counties, although there's a lot at stake, and at different times this year, like, Kerry's defence has sharpened up a lot this year, well able to snaffle things up, well able to hold on to the ball. Galway, likewise, have had to play two very different types of games against Armagh, a serious test. Then the Derry match was a defensive kind of a dour encounter. But does that show that they can adapt themselves to beat the team that they're facing in each individual game?
I do. I think that's a very good point, Jerry, because nothing is straightforward. Nothing tactically is straightforward. I mean, loads of people are saying that Galway and Kerry have one thing in common, that at different times in big matches, neither of them has been all that impressive, really, and that they have struggled. Well, at the highest level of sport, Jerry, it is so competitive. You only struggle because the opposition makes you struggle.
It's fractions of a second. It's inches you're fighting for, to use the phrase, in these games.
Yes. You know, it's how you perform in the game, Jerry, it depends on whether the other fella lets you perform or not. Everybody says, you know, the team kids were poor today, but what were the other crowd like? It's what the other crowd do, Jerry. That's the simple thing. I think that's forgotten in the analysis as well. You know, it's like the great midfield tussles down through the years. It'll happen next Sunday with David Moran and Paul Conroy as well. You know, when four players go up and they just clatter into each other, which is an old Gaelic phrase that I love, really, Gaelic football. When the four jumpers clatter into each other, well, you don't not win the ball simply because you weren't good enough to get it. You don't win it because the other fella got it. There'll be a lot of that. And I think, Jerry, that the games they've had, the messy games they've had in some ways, the fight Kerry got the last day, you know, when Dublin came back and which Kieran Kilkenny punched over that point and looked, all those fights will leave them battle hardened for the next day. Oddly enough, Jerry, I think we were on a longish run this year because we had to face, you know, our old opposition in Connacht and that. I think maybe we were more battle hardened and fresher than Kerry were because Kerry simply did not have a really competitive test. I would say as well, maybe David Moran did not have enough football played, really. Like the ball that David said didn't get into his two hands the last day and the goal came from and all that. David Moran would, in horse racing terms, have needed the outing. I think maybe he got two outings or so, but he needed the outing the last day. And, you know, he really is he's an Aidan O'Brien trained thoroughbred, you know, who needs the runs to get up to peak fitness and to get up to peak form as well. And I expect it to be his big stage again.
Final point, is there a confidence about Galway heading into this one, that you can do it on your day if things go your way?
Yeah, quietly there is. The atmosphere is massive because we haven't been in one. A 20-year-old in Galway wasn't born, like, you know, the last time and that. So there is quietly a confidence. But I'll tell you exactly what we feel about it here, Jerry. We think that Kerry will fear and be careful about 15 Galway players who are athletic and hard-working. What do we fear? We fear David Clifford.
Yeah, that says it all. I suppose if he has a big outing, a big day, it's in Darren Scale. Yeah. Jim, brilliant stuff. Great talking to you as always. Enjoy the match and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Lovely to hear you, Jerry. All the best to you and Jim to all your listeners.
Sloan. Thanks a million. That's Jim Carney there, the man from Milltown in Galway, former presenter of the Sunday Game, of course, sports editor of the Tuam Herald for many years, all-round brilliant man, and talking about Jay and other things. If you have a view on what he had to say,